Evening, everybody. We're going to do something a little bit different tonight. It's going to be a bit like Question Time, but a bit more highbrow with a worse presenter. So I'm joined by Dominic Osman, Jason Hewitt, and Shane Smith. And we're going to have a bit of discussion. I'm going to throw some questions at them, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. So first to Dom and Jason, can you summarise this season so far from your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were probably a better team than we actually looked on paper, and we clicked real quick, a good set of guys, and we had some early success, which was great, and especially at home, the fans got into it, and it was it's been really enjoyable so far. We've had a tough time recently. We've been short of bodies, a few injuries, suspensions, and we've just kind of been hit all at once. So it's been a rough couple of weeks, or a few weeks, but things are looking good now. We'll get some bodies back, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jason hit it on the head there. The start of the season was something that I don't think anybody really expected. We came together really quick, probably faster than I've seen a team come together before. And things just clicked right away. Obviously now, like you said, we just ran into a little bit of issues with some guys being suspended, some guys being hurt. We even had guys in the lineup last weekend that were hurt, that were ill. They battled their faces off all weekend last weekend. So we were actually shorter than what everybody saw on paper. So, I'm really happy with where we are, obviously, from last year to where we are now. If you can write a book about what we've done so far this year and only our second year. So all around, yeah, happy.
So there's been some changes and additions into the coaching setup here. Can you just take us through it a little bit, please?
Well, yeah. I mean, basically, I've come to Shane and Jason together. To be honest with you, it's gotten pretty busy off the ice with the way that we've been growing and people wanting to be a part of the organization that comes from sponsors. And we can't thank them enough for wanting to come on board, but trying to get the school's community program up and running, that's something that's been taking quite a bit of time and effort, and it's just something that that's getting a little bit too much for one guy to handle. And I can't thank Shane and Reagan and Tom that was here for a little while ago and yourself for all the help, but the day-to-day operations is beginning to kind of wear, I guess you'd say, and then having to coach and play on top of it, I think it was becoming to be quite a bit of work. So it was one of those things where, I sat down and we addressed the situation. It's an unfortunate situation with Jason that he's going to be out, but to have a guy like him with his experience is a hell of an opportunity for us to be able to bring in, to step in while I'm doing those things as well as playing. Now he can step on the bench and we're going to put it in his hands, obviously, somebody who we trust to make calls, to call the game, to do what we need to do to succeed on the ice.
Fantastic. Jason?
Yeah, it was obviously, like you said, it's unfortunate that I can't play, and it was unexpected what's happened, but I'm just trying to help the team in any way I can, and if that's on the bench, an extra set of eyes, and I'm a pretty vocal guy. Even if I was playing, I'm screaming and shouting all the time anyway. So, but I've got a bit of experience in the game, and we've got some young guys, so anything I can do to help those guys and help Ozzy as well is, playing and coaching must be the hardest thing in the world. You can only you're on there every other shift and you can't take care of everything. So an extra set of eyes and a voice for him too, and we'll work together to put the game plan together and practices and everything. But it's something I didn't foresee happening, but through circumstance, it's something I'm quite looking forward to, and it gives me something to focus on now too. So yeah, it should be good for us, and we're looking to grow as a team through this.
Excellent. I mean, we've gone through some changes recently, and there's been a lot of chatter about some of the changes. Some have been more controversial than others. Do you think they were the right moves? Do you think they're working?
I personally, we'll start with the goaltending situation. As an organisation, I guess we saw an opportunity where we could improve and bring some more experience to that position for ourselves, and someone who's been there and a seasoned vet, where you can win those tight games and You know, nothing against Mars. He was a hell of a goal and he did a hell of a job for him. I wish him all the best. But we saw an opportunity where we could maybe improve and take us to that next level, really, I guess you would say. And that's what we've done, you know. We've had some tough results recently for many reasons, but we stand by the decision. The players are all on board and we look forward to what he's going to bring to us. And then you move on to the Stanhall situation. That was something the club had to do, and it's completely, you know, it was done by him. It's nothing personal. It's decisions that he made, which made our organisation have to make a decision on that. So, and that's water under the bridge now. It's done, and we're moving on and looking to get better.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with everything that Jason said. I mean, we ran into a situation where we did lose Hewitt on the ice, and we lose Stano. He was part of our offense, and you know, we were relied on scoring a lot of goals. They might not come as much as they did in the beginning of the season. So, you know, we need to be prepared to get into tight games and feel if we're going to put pressure on a guy back there. We want to put pressure on a guy who's a lot older and experienced. Like we said before, there's nothing against Marzi. It was nothing personal. He worked hard. He was a great guy, but it's one of those things where we needed more experience back there. We wanted somebody a little older and who's been in situations like this before. I think that he was thrown in kind of the deep end, coming into all these injuries and everything that we've had. He still looked good. And that's the thing, is we're real confident in him and we're ready to move forward with him. As far as the other situation that goes, it's something that we had to do as an organization to protect our organization and protect the team and the guys on it, and we want to move forward with those guys. So, there's going to be another change in here. We've agreed to terms with Sam Towner right before we started this interview, and he's going to be coming in, and you know, we're looking to add that depth that we're going to gain back, you know, after losing Hewitt. So that's another thing that we're looking forward to. It's only going to make us stronger, and we do believe with the group that we have, and we're really excited to get working with it.
Fantastic, thanks. I mean, with controversy and everything else and the tough results, you're always going to get rumours. Rumours follow British hockey around everywhere. This club's no exception. It's appeared on THF just recently, mainly regarding our finances and the stability of the club and everything. Shane, can I direct that to you, please?
Yeah, from the aspect of the club, you know, from my aspect, there's never going to be a scenario, and I've said this before in previous interviews, the club will always play within its means. You know, I've built businesses up through doing the right things, through success, and they've been around for years. And that's going to be no difference here. You know, I appreciate things that have happened historically in Hull, but, you know, we're playing within his means, and we will do, and we'll continue to build. And you know, this is where you get a lot of things happening at the moment, where you've discussed earlier with Dom regarding the situation where Jason's come on board. You know, I think we're all gutted as to losing a player like Jason. You know, we were gutted when we lost Tommy for a few weeks and stuff like that, but you know, these elements of putting things in place that for the betterment of the team right now, and you know, Dom's done a great job with a lot of stuff, but people can only do so much. You know, Dom can only get so much of my time because I've got other businesses that I have to run as well, and I've done what I've done to put a team in Hull, and we're here for the long haul. We're not here for one or two seasons, and you know, we want people to trust in us, believe in us, and know that when it comes to season tickets and everything else, that we're here come September. We're here for the start of the season, and that's where we will be next season.
That's fantastic. It's got to give reassurance as well to the fan base. You know, it's got to help them believe in what we're trying to do in here. Talking of belief, do you believe in the group of guys in the room can bring success to this club, and to what level? You touched on Sam Towner. Fantastic addition back into the club. Gritty, young, local player. Fantastic addition. Do you think the guys in the room can bring success?
100%. It's by no means has it been one man's success this year. We've done it as a group. We've done it as a team. And you know, these last few weeks, yeah, we've had some rough patches, but it's only going to make us stronger. and that's the best part about it is, you know, even though